the theme for tonight's praise and prayer service is that of a blessing for God's people, found in Numbers, the 6th chapter, verses 24 through 26. Section 1 deals with verse 24 of that blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. Let us sing in relationship to that aspect.
Love above endless glory, till big boulder near the cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Jesus, and the love that he has shown coming to this earth to suffer, to die on a full cross, so that we may have that hope of eternal life with thee when this life is over, if we remain faithful. For so we're thankful, Father, for the teachings, and his example that he led for us while he was on the earth. We pray, Father, that we take his lessons and apply them to our life to help us be better Christians. We pray, Father, that we are so very thankful for the Bible that we have to read from and to study from, so we may learn more about your word, what you have us to do. We pray, Father, that you would help each one of us to be better Christians and let our light shine in the world. We pray, Father, that you forgive us of anything we have said or done against thy will. That you look to our counsel and be free. We tell these things. For these things we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Second section of our praise and prayer is based upon Numbers chapter 6, verse 25. The Lord may his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Sunshine in my soul today. I was lost, but now
596, his grace reaches me.
Deeper than the ocean and wider than the sea is the grace of the Savior for sinners like me. Sent from the Father, and it thrills my soul just to be.
Let's pray. Dearly Father, we come to you in prayer, asking that you would be with our physically and spiritually sick, those that need you now physically, Renee Back, as she recovers from her knee replacement, and Martha Lee Newland, as she has been moved back into the nursing home. We pray, Father, that you continue to be with Chris Kay, Mary Jane Kay. We pray that you will be with Morris McDonald and Tony Turner, Marion Webster and Patty Beatry. We pray, Father, that you continue to be with Evan Casey and Stella Bishop. We pray that you would be with Roy's mother as she is battling shingles. We pray that you continue to be with Kim's mother, Betty Roll, and my father, Rick Richardson. We pray that you be with Carolyn Sullivan and Cyrus Jackson. We pray that you be with Cam Smith and Connie Adams and Grace Meyer, Pat Evans and Carl Huff. We pray that you be with Mike Russell, Tammy Shroud, and Lynn Roberts. We pray, Father, that you be with Jerry Albertson, Amy Hellman, Grace Eingar, Tim Howard, Cole Weller, Rue Modlin, Alan Martin. Father, we know that there's many, many more. We know that you and only you can heal them in ways that they need to be healed. We pray that we can be a help to each and every one, whether it is
helping someone with their physical needs, and which is important, but more importantly, Father, that if we can be there and help someone with their spiritual needs, whatever we can do to help, we just pray that we are ready and willing to do so. Father, we are thankful for this congregation that meets here and our elders. Just pray that you be with them, and that we can help them make their job easy. And just pray that as we continue our walk, that we do so hand in hand together. And when one falls, that we're ready to pick one up. We pray, Father, that you would always be with us. We ask forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our third section of tonight's praise and prayer comes from Numbers 6, verse 26. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Number 223.
He's perfect peace in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within.
Please pray with me. Our Father, the only true and living God, you who bless us with every good thing, you are our provider, the Almighty, the all-sufficient God. We are so undeserved of your benevolence. We are sinners, great sinners in your sight. We make bad choices away from you. We do not take advantage of all the opportunities you give us to tell others of your love for us. We allow our own short-sightedness and impatience to speak openly or on social media without thinking or praying beforehand, thereby fouling our words that should glorify you. We ignore the cries of others when they sincerely seek you or need to be shown the path to you. Rebuke us, correct us, chastise us, and discipline us as you see all things we need. Yet you are compassionate and kind. We trust in all your promises to us, for your promises existed before we were even born. We continually hope and pray for your kingdom continuing to come and to grow in the hearts of mankind today. Your promises are great, and also our hope and trust is only in you. Thank you so much for your Son Jesus, who died on that cross for us. And it is in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I truly appreciate the order of the service which we have. From the songs to the prayers, if fits perfectly with the theme of the passage that we're looking at. We are looking at Numbers. In Numbers chapter 6, I really liked how it's been laid out up here, those three verses. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. It's a passage that we have heard, but in a context, what you see here is found, of course, in the book of Numbers. And this is what God instructed Moses, and then Moses was to instruct Aaron to tell the people. The Israelites were God's chosen people. They're to be different. They were in a safe relationship with him because they were his children. Of course, we see that as you go back to like 1 Corinthians and so forth. But we see how they're to live their lives. The kind of hope that they have. And it even talks about that in this blessing, that they are blessed. I mean, they are truly blessed to be called a child of God. We don't think about the blessing it is to be considered one of his children. He says that may the Lord be gracious to you. Have his countenance upon you, give you peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding. The Israelites were able to have. The next sentence of it to us today, that we can also have. As children of God, we're allowed to have a peace that surpasses all understanding, as the scriptures teach. We can have salvation. We have a Father we can go to in prayer. We have so much. A lot of times we take for granted. Well, a lot of times we consider it just talk, but it's not just talk. It's something we actually have and can attain. We have a relationship with God. It's not just something that, oh, I get dipped in water, I come up, I'm a Christian, I'm named a Christian, and I'm as I go throughout my life, I'm just a Christian. Because, oh, I was dunked in water one time. It's not like that. I have a relationship with God. God will extend his blessings upon me as I am his child. The song we're about to sing in just a few moments is really an invitation about the fact that if you're not a Christian, you are not in this relationship with God. And it talks about Jesus, I come. And are we in that relationship? Do we have those blessings? If you're not a Christian, you don't have them. You're not a part of that. You don't have the hope of heaven. You don't have the opportunity to have God listen to your prayers. You don't have that guarantee. There's so much that we have. We have a peace that surpasses all understanding. I can have it as a Christian. So if you're not a Christian, become one. And we've gone through the steps of salvation. And of course that's a man-made term. But it's very scriptural. God, you hear God's word, you believe what God has said and stated. You believe in Jesus Christ. You repent of your sins. You confess the name of Christ before man, as you see the example of several places. And you're baptized for remission of sins. Again, examples throughout the New Testament. And when we do that, we become a child of his. So the invitation we offer to those who are not Christians to become one. But It's also offered to those who are Christians and need help. Because at times we do need help. We still need God. Yes, God is on our side, but yes, we need God's help as we go throughout this life, because this life is hard, it is difficult. We can go to God. If we commit sin, we can ask for forgiveness and He will forgive us. So this invitation is also offered to those Christians who need repentance. Who need to come back and make things right before God. Because we all will stand before Him one day. I don't know when that day will be. I do have that promise. I know God keeps His promises. I will stand before God. I will give an account of myself before Him. You know, either be righteous or unrighteous. It's one or the other. There is no middle ground. So if you're in this audience, you need to respond to God's invitation. You can do something about it right now as we stand, as we sing.
Out of my bondage, sorrow, and night, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come.
My cares and sorrows flee till
Let's pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, we're so very thankful for this day, first day of the week that we've had to come together to worship you in truth and in spirit. We're thankful, Father, for this congregation and the work that we're doing here. We're thankful, Father, that everything was said and done here tonight, and the praise was a pleasing to thee. We pray, Father, that you will be with those ones who are traveling this night and tomorrow, that you would be with these ones, give them a safe journey. We pray, Father, that as we leave this building, that you give us a safe journey home. Be with us throughout this week and forgive us more of your sin. For these things we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Yeah.